Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Labor Day weekend, Friday. Man, oh man, everybody excited for the weekend, getting out of town. Oh, by the way, if you're headed to the airport, they say Pena Boulevard is completely bumper to bumper. A lot of taillights out there. Brake lights, it is. So yeah. Be careful.
Well, it's a big flying day.
Go early. It's real. Oh, speaking of travel, you got to quit driving dirty, okay?
I know.
Crackdowns are happening.
I'm so mad about it, but I tried. I got one sticker, so I went to King Soopers.
You haven't tried.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I went to King Soopers, and I went to the kiosk, right? And so I got one for the other car, and I got the little sticker, and then I put in all the information for the Jeep, and then it kicked back. It said, no emissions on file. And I was like, what?
We all know going to King Soopers and going to the kiosk is a crapshoot.
No, it's so easy.
It's a crapshoot, though. You don't know if you need certain paperwork. You don't know if you need emissions.
It's super easy. But except for the emissions part with the stupid Jeep. I just felt like I just had it. But getting the other sticker was a piece of cake.
Yeah, if your paperwork's in line, it's a piece of cake. But I've been three times, and I've never got my sticker.
What kind of paperwork do you need?
Well, you need to have your emissions done, so you got to get paperwork to go to the DMV. So if you don't have emissions, if you don't have certain insurance, whatever, then you can't get it. I've been three times to the kiosk and got turned away every time. Every time. So really? It's a crapshoot for me. Huh. Okay? Yeah. But here's the point. The point is, in Adams County, they being the police, went out looking for people like you, Jamie. They went out looking for dirty drivers out there, and man, did they make bust.
For 12 hours on Wednesday, officers were out in Adams County in full force.
We just flooded the area, the whole county.
Looking for these expired plates.
It's almost like they're bragging about it,
aren't they? Right?
Yeah, we flooded the area. We are coming after you. It's like cops.
For 12 hours on Wednesday, officers were out in Adams County in full force.
We just flooded the area, the whole county.
Looking for these expired plates, some even years old. In total, across every agency involved, 389 traffic stops were made and 295 tickets issued. Giving tickets, though, not the only discipline handed out.
It does help for us to find those cars that might not have the right tags on them because they might have been doing something that they shouldn't have been doing.
16 vehicles were impounded and 13 arrests were made, ranging from warrant arrest to a DUI, one stop resulting in the seizure of 153 grams of ketamine and 2.27 grams of cocaine. Uncovering those additional crimes is how they help keep the community safe.
What the heck is going on in Adams County?
Crazy.
Jeez.
Who was it? What county set up a roadblock right at Blackhawk? Coming down there.
Would be Jefferson County.
Yeah. And they tagged all those people.
I think what you're going to see is Douglas County, Jefferson County, Denver County. They're all going to come on board. Arapahoe.
But the good news is today, two little things. First of all, the kiosk is super easy. All you have to do is have the last eight digits of your VIN number and your license plate number. There's no paperwork because your VIN number is right on your insurance card. So it's just the last eight numbers of your VIN number and your plate. So just, you'll have to run out and remember that and then come back in. So the kiosk is super easy unless you don't have emissions, and then it'll pop up and it'll say, oh my God, you need an emissions test. And then the other thing is, if you're in Denver and you get pulled over today for expired tags, go, dude, I was going to go, but the DMV is closed.
They're not buying that though.
Oh, they're not?
Mm-mm.
How do you know?
The story says that. No excuses.
Today is a good excuse. It's a furlough day.
Here's the thing.
You can't get it fixed today.
The people that are probably being hit the hardest, if you have temporary tags, they say that's a real problem.
Yeah. Oh.
Those people don't realize that date on that tag is exactly when you expired. It's not 30 days later. It's when you expired is that date on that temporary. And most people don't realize that, and they're getting popped.
I gotcha. Yeah, because that's the date, right?
Yeah.
Like you said.
That's the one. So you can't be driving dirty. They're coming after you, man. Bad boy.
And because my tires are so stupid big, I have to go to a special emissions place.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do that once, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to. They list those that you have to go to because it's the same thing for a car that's too low.
Oh, is
it? You know, some of those cars, too.
Because my friend, they go, well, that's why you keep, like, your regular street tires for the big Jeep. I'm like, I'm not going to switch out street tires so I can go to a regular
emissions test. To get an emissions test?
Here's the thing, Jamie. I had to do this once.
Uh-huh.
And I had to slide a couple of bucks, if you know what I mean.
Not doing that.
To the people that run the place.
Yeah.
It was up on Federal.
Uh-huh.
If you go up there, you slide a couple of 20s their way. Boom, you're out of there. You got your paperwork.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. If you need some more information, okay. I got it for you.
All right, yeah.
I'll handle this for you.
God.